USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees of the executive branch from engaging in political activities. The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before the two House committees about his Russian report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. And the Senate is now considering humanitarian aid packages for migrants being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson said he grew angry and emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Aviation Administration has found a potential risk in the Boeing 737 MAX software update that was supposed to improve safety after the jets were grounded worldwide following two fatal crashes since last October. Investigators found a problem with the updated Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS, automated flight control system during a flight simulation. If the MCAS software senses the plane is going into a stall, the system pushes the plane's nose down repeatedly, which is a standard procedure to avoid a stall. Investigators believe the system may have been responsible for the two deadly crashes. Investigators are looking into whether Tyson's Food, Pilgrim's Pride, and Sanderson Farms, as well as Purdue, conspired to drive up prices on everything from chicken breast, chicken tacos, to chicken nuggets, costing a typical American household an extra $210 a year. All four companies deny allegations of collusion and promise a robust legal defense. Listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There is a new White House press secretary. With that story, here's Robin Wilinski.
The White House named Stephanie Grisham to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders as press secretary. President Trump telling a pool of reporters in the Oval Office.
She's here. She knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know. A lot of the folks in the media like her very much. And I think she's going to be fantastic. I think she's going to do a great job.
Now, the reason Grisham knows everybody, as the president says there, is that she's been communications director for First Lady Melania Trump.
The largest oil refinery on the East Coast said it will close now after a devastating fire last week that set off explosions and damaged equipment. An analyst said consumers will see gas prices rise as the summer travel hits full swing. Philadelphia Energy Solutions sent a notice to state labor officials that it will shut the plant down and lay off about 1,000 workers over the next 2 weeks. The fire significantly damaged equipment and systems at the complex that was already struggling financially. Gasoline futures prices spiked after the first news of the refinery's possible closure, and prices continue to remain high, according to the market's research company called FactSet. Motorists in the Mid-Atlantic region will likely see modest price increases as more summer travelers hit the road, according to AAA spokeswoman Jana Tidwell in a statement. You can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.